How can we treat more and more disease? We can use antiplatelet therapy for secondary stroke prevention, and there is a surgical treatment which can be direct and indirect technique. Direct technique involves intracranial bypass. It has quite a bit postoperative success, ranging between 87 and 100%. Mortality, which is not so high, around 0.6 to 4.4%. And in this technique, you can see the blood flow immediately is reestablished. So on the right, there is a illustration of the extracranial intracranial bypass. You can see in this technique, we use the distal branches of the external carotid artery, like this one here, to anastomose the distal branches of the internal carotid artery, or proximal MCA segments. Usually, the vessel for anastomosis used is superficial temporal artery. When we talk about indirect technique, those are dependent on the physiological process of angiogenesis, as the this complex biochemical process occurs in the response to wound healing and allows connections to form between adjacent damaged vessels. So in this technique, we don't bypass directly blood vessels. We use surgery to place blood vessels near each other and let the body make anastomosis through angiogenesis itself. We have two methods: EDAS, or encephalodural arteriosynangiosis, and ADAMS, encephalodural arteriomyosynangiosis.